Right, I'm here at Sturchley Community Market with Chris Swan. Chris, you're from Sturchley Happenings. Can you just tell us a bit about that? What is Sturchley Happenings?
Well, we formed as a group in 2009, and it was when a few of us who wanted to see more things happening in Sturchley got together and decided that we would start up an arts group. So we would... our aim was to promote underused spaces in Sturchley and just create more interest in the area, and to give people of the area something to do.
Okay.
So,
and what got you into it? What sort of drove you to sort of want to do that?
I think everyone in the group really had the feeling that there was a really good community spirit around here anyway, and we just wanted to put things on that would reflect that and would bring people together more.
Yeah. Can you tell us about just some of the things that Sturchley Happenings have organised? Shall we start with the market, because we're here in the lovely sunshine at the community market. How long has this been going?
The market's been going for, next month it'll be 3 years, and that came about when Tom from Sturchley Happenings, happened to have a conversation with Tom Baker, who's now got the shop on the high street.
Yes, Loaf, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think we thought about... Tom had the idea of a market before, Tom Cahill-Jones from Sturchley Happenings, and it didn't really fit within our remit as an arts kind of organisation. But then when Tom Baker spoke to him about it, they both sort of thought it would be a good idea, and then we ended up collaborating on it with what was then the the food cooperative. South Birmingham Food Cooperative.
Yes.
Which has gone on to become Sturchley Stores. So some people from that, so Nancy from that, came in on the market committee, and so did a guy called Matt Powell, who was from the council. He was the town centre manager at the time, when there was some funding around for that kind of thing in the area. And he's not here anymore. He's moved on to some other area of Birmingham that has town centre manager funding. And we all got together and started the market then, and we didn't really know what we were doing. But it seems to turn out okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Beginner's luck. But it's amazing. It's been going for 3 years.
Thriving, isn't it? Yeah. It really is. So what other stuff has Sturchley Happenings organised and got involved with in Sturchley?
Well, we started off in quite a small scale way with an art project that was addressing public dustbins. And that went quite well. And then we started thinking about more long-term projects, I think. And me and Jen were both talking about having a film night. So we set up this thing called the Travelling Bug House. We're trying to make it kind of monthly thing, but I think it's probably bi-monthly.
Yeah.
So part of our constitution was to look around underused spaces and interesting spaces. So we try and... The travelling bit is that we're moving around different spaces and Sturchley putting on films. The bug house bit is because the Enterprise Rent-A-Car garage, which is just down the Pershing Road,
yes,
near the Three Horseshoes, that used to be a cinema that was built as a cinema in, I don't know when, maybe the 20s.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And then it stopped being a cinema in 1943 and became a car garage and then a rental place.
Yeah.
So that was called the bug house because it was a... Not sure of the standards back then. But it was probably the lesser of three cinemas in Sturchley, or two or three cinemas in Sturchley. Yeah.
What places have you been putting films on then around Sturchley?
We did quite a few in Tasco's, which is now sadly closed. We've been in the Three Horseshoes and the British Oak, and above the Bike Foundry shop, and in the Balti Cottage Curry House, and in an abandoned shop unit as well. So
all over.
Yeah, we try to move about a bit.
Now, you mentioned that Sturchley Happenings is concerned with interesting and underused spaces in Sturchley. There's a huge one, obviously, Sturchley Baths.
Yeah.
So how do you see the plan is to bring it back into use as a community hall. How do you see Sturtsley Happenings sort of using and utilising that space? Is that going to help you as an organisation?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of scope for events in there. I think Sturtsley Happenings would like to do more workshops and more kind of art things that involve more people from the local community.
Yeah.
But also we could carry on with different strands that we have, so we could carry on with the Travelling Bug House in there amongst other spaces, because I think it's always good to keep it fresh, but it would be, yeah, it would be a nice area to,
yeah,
to show films.
Because there is there's a little sort of theatre cinema space, isn't there, really, in there?
Yeah, I think that was part of the plans that were being discussed. I don't know how far that went along. But,
yeah, that's there, definitely, yes.
Yeah. So
the finished plans that got planning permission in February, I think it was, blimey. Yeah, includes that little sort of theatre space inside there, yeah. So, yeah, so it's a space that you can see.
I think it's just
using.
Yeah, it's just a good thing to have that extra space, especially as we lose spaces like Tasco's and other areas like that, which were really, really good spaces. And we'll lose the Working Men's Club as well. Obviously, we don't know with the Tesco's development what will happen with that. And that gives us the problem of where we're going to put the market. And, you know, we've actually got a film night coming up in here. This is the first one we've done in the Working Men's Club.
When's that?
Just over a week. It's
okay.
On the 16th, Thursday the 16th, yeah. we'll be showing a film in there with the guys from the Bike Foundry involved in a film night with the International Workers of the World Union. Mm-hmm. They regularly use this Working Men's Club as a screening space. So
okay, super. Yeah.
We'll be putting that on with them. Any spaces that the community can use, you can get involved in, and that's. That's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Thanks ever so much for your time. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.